Psalm 44. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah. A Maskil. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand, and plantest them. How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. Selah. But thou hast cast us off, and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep, pointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, thou dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me. The voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this is come upon us. Yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death, if we have forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake. Why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise. Cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise for our help and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. Have you heard the great stories of old? Have you read of the mighty works of God? Stories of Noah and Moses and Joshua and Gideon and Barak and Jephthah and Samson and Samuel and David and Asa and Daniel and Nehemiah. Stories of the might of our God working wonders with his people. Stories of the Holy One of Israel, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of Sabaoth, Yah that rideth upon the heavens. Guess what? He is your king. He is your God. Through him, we will conquer all our enemies. Through his name, we will tread over the serpent and enemy. He has saved us. His name is Jesus, which means Jehovah is my salvation. So why do you feel cast off? Why do you feel like he has turned you backward and scattered you? Why does it seem like his mighty power is no more? Why do we struggle and wrestle with these enemies still? Why are we a byword among the heathen? Have you forgotten his name? Have you stretched out your hands and bowed to a strange God? God knows the truth. The Lord Jesus searches the hearts and reins and secrets of men, and he will give us according to our ways. Why do we feel cast off, O Lord? You know why? It's for His sake we are killed all the day long. It's for His sake we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. It's for the sake of Jesus Christ. Did not He suffer for you? Did not He bear reproach, shame, mocking, hatred for you? Is He not worthy for us to share in the fellowship of His sufferings? In the hour of His greatest need on the cross, did He not cry, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Do you feel cast down? Do you feel afflicted and wounded? Do you feel forsaken? Well, so did Jesus. But guess what? 3 days later, His Father in heaven raised Him up out of hell and death itself unto everlasting life and everlasting dominion. He will arise for your help. He will redeem you for His sake. He will raise you up too. He knows we haven't forgotten His covenant. He knows we haven't turned ourselves backward. He knows. Thanks be to our God, the Holy One of Israel, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 44.